Chazal were mitaken shoyalim kshomim bebirkas ashon. We say the same talumoto in Baruch Aleinu. It's a Mishnah in Baruch Islam in Gimel, the Rambam Paskins like this. Perek Beis Mitfile, Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yud Zayin. When you start, Mishnah says, Chazal v'metaken shoyalim kshomim bebirkas Hashanah. So the machlekes of the Mishnah in Tainis, Nafyut, Tanekame holds begimel b'cheshvin, Rabbi Gamliel b'zayim b'cheshvin. Why? It's the spot 15 days after Sukkot. Sheyagi ha'achon sheb'eretz Yisroel le'nehar pras. We pass in Aloha like Rabbi Gamliel. So we'll see later, Rabbi Kiviyeger will bring down. So the MS we will start to daven for rain straight after Sukkot. For the same reason we say Mashi v'ruach u'merid ha'geshem. So why we don't ask for rain straight after Sukkot? Because we're waiting for the last person that came l'aliyah l'regel to go back home. We don't want him to get wet on the way back. So the kasha is, if we don't want people to get wet on the way back, so why 15 days before Sukkot we don't stop to daven? So there's the kasha, it's the summer. About 50 days before Pesach stop. Why 15 days before Pesach we don't stop to ask for rain? The same reason we say Be'etzem is Zman HaKshomim from Sukkot. Because we don't ask for rain, why? Because She'achon Be'etz Yisrael could go back. So if we wait that She'achon Be'etz Yisrael could go back, so stop for asking for the rain from 15 days before Pesach. So some say we don't stop. We'll stop the Shefa. Shefa comes, you never. And Shivus is the Seichem. Moses says, the one that came down, a leg from gold, from Elam Haba. Says that. Some's another reason. Why do people not be enough rain? The beginning of the year, Bez Hashem will rain. But if there was stopped to rain, the diamond for rain was Chodesh Nisan, then it was not enough rain. Like last year. Even Pesach was not enough rain. So we can't stop. The Welt says, under a vote, that the Sukkot, the Olam come with summer clothes. So they get wet. In the winter, they come with coats. It's very hard for people to come to Sukkot with winter clothes, yeah? So on the way back, they get wet. We showers, they get wet. In the winter, everyone is dressed warm, so they come. Some say a bit different. Even if it will stop to rain, but the roads are muddy. It's not the rain that it goes on. It's the mud with the horses. All days was no streets and ways. It was horses. So it doesn't help that it stops 15 days. Some roads took a month till it dried. So I said, don't come down for rain. We can't. But then the way back, so everything is dry. It's after the summer. So we wait. Some say even more balabatish that, you know, in the beginning, you know, when the first rains come, it's like big floods, because the earth is not wet to soak, so the water just so chshal. Because la'alochik Rabbi Gamliel, we don't daven for the rain till Zayin B'cheshvan tonight. There's a kasha from Yeridei. We'll not go into it. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins. If you said, I will not eat till Yemoisak Shomim. So he said, not allowed to eat meat till Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So mashmah, it starts late. The halacha is till Zayin Cheshvan. What happens bizman hazeh? There's no oil regolim. After the Chulban, in the beginning, was Oile Regalim, Oile Mafal Pishen Regal. But later, we don't have Oile Regalim. זה יש לי מור עם גיטין על דעת עמוד בייס כמו עמוד בייס תהיה לך מזמן דיקי גוי נרגולים מזמן הזה דלק גוי נרגולים כמו עושה זה לא מפרנך זה לא אין נרגולים So the Ran says you have to ask for rain right away. The Rif and the Rambam are not mechalek, and I think most of Klal Yisrael, the people I know, the Olam, I think only started tonight. The Ashlomah says no, Bezman Azeh you daven right away. The Tur brings it down, Paskin no. We wait till Zayin Chesh. But we have to remember, because later we want to be Mitzarefet and some Shittas. This is an Eretz Yisrael. What happens in Chutz La'aretz? They don't start in Zayin B'Cheshvan. They start 60 days inside the Tekufa. Most of the years it happens in the 4th of December. Sometimes it happens in the 5th, but the Derech Klal is the 4th of December. Why? Why not? So the Gemara really speaks about Bavel, that Bavel did not need rain. It could be even too much rain would not be good for her. מתחיל משל מוטו בחוץ לאוז בתפילס ארבע שיום שישים אחר תופס תשעה. ובארץ ישראל, מתחיל עם נישן מליל מר חשבל, לפי ששם צריכים לגרושם, לפי שגבוהים מכל הארצס. מה שאין כן בגוילו, שעודו בכל חוץ לאורץ בוסר בני הגוילה דבובה להזלינה. So בעצם, בובה did not need so much rain, or maybe if he's something showing him it was even dangerous to her, so was, they started in the 4th of December, as the soil needs, כל חוץ לאורץ is like בובה. עשינו עצמנו, כמו נגיד את זה, אז כבובה. So we're showing all that countries that are like Eretz Yisrael have to ask in Zayin Cheshvan, the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch is not Mechalek. In America anyway, Mistava doesn't need so much rain. I don't know, maybe California does need, I don't know, Miami. Till here is glad. So Mikol Mekoyim, the minig that was niskabel al pi Shulchan Aruch Tu Bes Yosef and Eretz Yisrael Zayin Cheshvan all over the world, the 4th of December. Shishim Yomatkuf. Now the question is, what happens to a Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to America? What happens to an American that comes to Eretz Yisrael? There's no shaykhs to the people that keep one day or 2 days. There's no shaykhs bichlal. So in the old days, the only sefer that Klal Yisrael had was the Mishnah Berurah. So we'll start with the Mishnah Berurah. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz, American and Israel, oy lehefech, or happened, amol. And ben chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. In the old days, was more matzui as Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz. Shlochim went to collect money. Americans didn't come to Eretz Yisrael so much. Today's book for care. Yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Indaitu b'toich shono lachzor shoyel ki mekoyim. We'll try a little bit to explain the lomdas. If you're planning to go back in the year to America, ask like America. If you're Eretz Yisrael, and you plan to go back to Eretz Yisrael, ask Eretz Yisrael. Imdaite achar shono shel kamokim shusho. Why? We never have these alochas. The 1 day, 2 days. But the answer is very partial. If you're going to America and you plan to stay there for the year, saying Chofetz Chaim Nikolosh. So, what are you planning to drink? In Israel or in America? So you need water. Where you plan to eat tomatoes? In America. So you need rain. American came to Eretz Yisrael for the year to learn. Yevamos. Now he needs to drink here. What will help him? That will be a hurricane in Miami. All the water in Miami will not help him to drink. He needs in Yerushalayim that the whales in Yerushalayim will have water. So if you're planning to go back in a week, the Shkenev Kamino will be rain here or not. You need rain in America. This was the Pashtus, Shidas HaPrichodosh, and that is the Lomdus behind it. I want to say how all the Lomdus will change to our generation, but the Lomdus was, if you plan to go back home, I need rain. Now, I'll read to you the Mishnah Berurah with four more words of the Mishnah Berurah written down, and you'll see that this is the Emes. Im daito ilachzor betoich hashono, shoyl ki mekoimoi. Im daito achar shono, shoyl kamokum shusho. Afal pi sheyesh lo isho vebonim bebeisoi. If he's planning to stay for the year in Israel, ask like Israel. If you're planning to stay for a year, even if you have a wife and kids in Eretz Yisrael, what's the shaychus? I'm planning to stay in America for a year, so I don't need rain now. So if I'm planning to stay, I go to fear America. Even if my wife is in Eretz Yisrael, what's because I'm with my wife and my kids, they could die from Thursday. Lo meshaneh. What if I go? My kids are in America. But the big, the Iker Chiddush of Afal Pi is in case A or case B. Why did the thing use the same? Because here it's one of the rarest Agadoyimus. The Bible I'm just explaining portion. Again, a Ben America Shabbat L'Eretz Yisrael starts to, if he's planning to stay there for the year, he's asking from when? Zayin Cheshu. Israeli in America, if he's planning to stay for the year, 4th of December. Even if he has a wife and kids in Eretz Yisrael. The even is a chiddush in case A or in case B. A or B? I'm a ben Eretz Yisrael and I went to America and I'm planning to stay there for a year to make $1 million and then to come back. Yeah? Right? That is the regular plan. So if I'm planning to stay in America for a year, I could say the same thing on the 4th of December. Even if my wife is in Israel and she's thirsty, Zayin Chesh, and she doesn't want to drink Nevach. That's so. But in the second case, there's no Chiddush. I went to America, I went to Israel, and I'm planning to stay, start in Zayin Chesh, even if my wife is there. My wife is there, I need to drink here. Well, it'll be flawed, I hear. So if you're diving for rain, maybe it'll be flawed, I hear. Yeah, but Pashas, we don't see that. I think that they claim that all the floods belong to that hole that happened from the sun. How they call it, yeah. But we call Mekoyim. Well, I don't live in Miami. Yeah. It's also so
that's the reason that they're mistaken all this thing.
But we call Mekoyim, that is the Pashas. Avani, you could learn a different pshat here. That he meant stop. But I want to prove, because later we'll see the whole Prichodosh, the whole argument. And the mistake is because people, they're not medayik this line. So maybe it's a different way to learn, but it's a gishmak to learn like that. Kein kosav apri chodosh. Hivio ya pri megodim. Ubesefer birke Yosef. Hiskim b'shem kama gdoilim. Ledas moreinu al Rav Zrach Yeguta. Umoreinu Rabbi Yaakov Mulcho. Lekol echod ishol kibnei ha'ir ha'nimtzepo. But Ki Yosef says, Eretz Yisrael, America, America. ולכאור מדברי הברהית, משמע, שהם מהירים דווקא באין דיית ללחזור. So, there's no מחלוקת. וכי יוסף says, even if you plan to go back, you go to feed the place where you are now. And he's based on Rabbeinu Zrachia and Rabbeinu Yaakov Mulcho. But if you see in the Bereita, וצורך לעיין בתשובס דבר שמול ובספר יד ארון כי שום מקוידו. אז חיים זה מדב לנו דעין אין גוד. הרי הידן עד בספר. So in the old days people had a safer משנבור, that was the only safer that available. בריחודש. And maybe we have a מחלוקת. The בריחודש says, if I'm planning to go back in the year, go live in the country you're going back to. American will start the 4th of December, and the Israeli in America will start in Zayin Chesh. But the Ki Yosef says in America, don't say, and in Eretz Yisrael say. So Klal Yisrael didn't know what to do. So what they did is a suffix. That was a problem. If you have to say and you don't say, you have to repeat the davening. If you say and you don't have to say, it's also not so good. So the etzah was that a lot of people said it in Shema Koleinu. Before Kiyato, they said, V'sein talumoto livrocho. Some added, V'sein talumoto livrocho l'bnei Eretz Yisrael l'kol ha-mekoyim yisatzrichim. Only if he was planning to stay, then he said like Eretz Yisrael, or he said like America. This one was really happening in the old days, and not only in the old days, the Marshal Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, till Ayayim Hazed, this is what he passed. All the Talmidim that come from Torah Oyer, this is what they do. Today, Baruch Hashem, you know, with computer-wise, we have this following. We have the Dvar Shmuel, we have Rav Malkoi, we have all this one. And there it says clearly, like the Birkei Yosef, that doesn't make a difference if you're planning to go back or not. You go lefi the place that you are. Azei Paskei the Makor Chaim, Chesed La'alofim, the Kaf HaChaim. Luach Eretz Yisrael says, Sfar Dishe. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you say, and if you're in America, you say like an American. And the Divrei Yatziv also brings like that. They bring down B'Shem the Chazanish was the Ikara Aloche in Chassitzchok. And it's mashma like that. And the Mishnebura that he brought up. Because it was a Sofek, Reb Shem Zalman and the Stipler said to say in Shema Kaleim. So again, it was a big suffix what to do. It's an atiyah to go to feed the place you are in. Aba lemaise, Gdoyle Yisrael, this is what they said to do. If you learn good the Indian, and you learn the Prichodosh inside, it's clearly that they only spoke, like I said, in the old-fashioned days, Israelis go to America. Americans that came to Eretz Yisrael, it was weird to come from America to Eretz Yisrael, to live in the old city. There's nothing more to eat in Eretz Yisrael. No one came. But if an American would come to Eretz Yisrael, for sure he says the same talumot. Why? The reason is very partial. When you go to America, you need reina? No. What? In your old country you need? So when I get there, I'll daven. Why I need to daven now? To fill up the stacks. What? To fill up the batteries. But American that comes to us says, well, what he will drink if it's not raining today? In 2 months he's going back home. He needs to drink. How's that? You come to a place, there's no light. Say that in my house I have light. You need light. If you see the Prichodosh, he only spoke, and like I told you from the Nafkimine, he spoke about Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz La'aretz. He said, if he's planning to come back to Davin, like Eretz Yisrael, and if not, to stay like the place that he is, even if his family stayed there, and Rabbi Yosef says, you go to feed the place. But Rabbi Chutz La'aretz that came to Eretz Yisrael, even if he's planning to go back, he has to die. When I say in Sefer Kne Boisim, like Rabbi Meir Brandsdorfer, Simon Vav, he says that it's poshut, not even a shaila, that an American in Eretz Yisrael has to say in Baruch Aleinu and B'Sein Talumoto. If you go to the Heichal, if you have Shachas like Moshe Brandsdorfer, so you have to follow it. Yeah. But we call Mekoyim, I speak about his father now. Not Tshuvas of Heichal Eroa Dalet Chalokim, I speak about Kne Boisim, Asor Chalokim. Yeah? So, as they pass me up, Moshe Brandsdorfer. Also, the Tzela Chochma passes like that. And it's very glad. I'm saying, it's very glad. If I'm in America and I'm planning to come back, I need to ask for the rain. If I plan to stay there, I don't need rain, even if my family is there. But if I came to Eretz Yisrael, if I plan to come back, I need to die because I need rain now. But you can buy mineral water today, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, there's a lot of shit that's going up. But the guy that was busy with all that mineral water, I didn't know what he wants. So today, you don't eat rain, you have mineral water. It's like that queen, if there's no bread, you can eat cake. Yeah? There's no shaykh. So, Mikol Makoyim. So that is reason A. Yeah. One reason is we have a Birka Yosef that when you hear, you have to say V'sayit Talavata. This is reason A. Reason B, even without the Birka Yosef, even if it is Prichodosh, you have to say V'sayit Talavata when you're in Eretz Yisrael. But Lemaise, the Primogodim, when he brought it down, he said V'chein Lehefech. I want to read again the Mishnevua. It's the only Sefer that we had in the old days. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'oretz, oy lehefech. Again, the case was Ben Eretz Yisrael that went to chutz la'oretz. The opposite never happened. Aber the Eilek HaChofetz Chaim said, v'chein lehefech. So yotzo mipikotche shel HaChofetz Chaim, and the Mogel is a Prima Godin, not like what we're saying that it's glad that the Brichodosh never spoke about. So because of that, some people, when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they don't want to say in Baruch Olam. Because they're scared. Because the Ma'aseh is a machlekes. The Birkei Yosef says you go to feed the country. Prichodosh says if Daita Lachzor, you go to feed the country, the Daita Lachzor. We said that the Prichodosh is not talking in our case. About came Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach and said a chidush. I know it's very shver. He will just more go to the halacha without it. Like Eina Bakedish to explain till the end. And he said, when the Mishnevua and Pechodesh says, Darko Lachzor, means if he's planning to go back before the 4th of December. Shana means 4th of December. The word Shana, the Gematria is the 4th of December. Very strange. So first, maybe I will not explain, maybe I will explain. But first, I want to explain why I already passed in today, Mr. Tomlin, to 372 Bochurim that asked me themselves. Everyone's like, everyone has to ask themselves. But more asked me, but a lot of them said they're going back before the 4th of December. So, forget the word Shana, don't worry from the word Shana. So the Gematria is the 4th of December. I don't know how to do that. Rosh Hashanah said like this: if you go back before the 4th of December, and that we have a machlekes. So again, American that came to Eretz Yisrael, and he's here, and he's planning to go back before the 4th of December. So then, the Fidei Birkei Yosef, he has to say this. The Fidei Brichodosh Rat. Again, Brichodosh Onkne Boisem. Yeah, Brichodosh Alter Brichodosh. So, on that we have a Sofek, and we made a Misofek Machlekes, we'll say it Shema Kolein. If you plan it to stay till after the 4th of December, you start to say. He has a diuk. I'll try to say it in a second. I don't want to explain it because I don't understand it. But he has a diuk in the Prichodosh. Prichodosh says, Ben Eretz Yisrael Shebo'u Lechutz La'aretz. Remember what we said. That's the only case. Yeah? Not the Chayil Lef. B'nei Eretz Yisrael Shebo'u Lechutz La'aretz. Im datum lachzor bezman shel Eretz K'shom Yom Shekim Eretz Yisrael. Im yesh lo isha. Aber mish ein dati lachzor bezman K'shom Yom Shekim Eretz Yisrael. Not like the Mishabu, because they need the rain. Okay, this is the... Can I read it slowly with the Dikim from Zahra? בארץ ישראל שבואו לחוץ לארץ, אם דייתם לחזור בזמן שאין עסק שם. If the plan to come back and the time that you're going to ask for rain. Chofetz Chaim has a different lashon. If daito elav zoir, b'toich shono shel kimikoymoi, kein kosa b'pri chodosh. So, but it can be better from the pri chodosh himself. Zeish de pri chodosh. So the shayla is how it happened. How it happened, the Mishnah Berurah changed. So the Primogodim is matik the pri chodosh also. The Mishnah Berurah, kein kosa b'pri chodosh, ve'etikoi ha'primogodim. The other Primogodim was matik. You know where he won't change, he said v'chen le'efer. This is Ben Chutz to Otsu Bada. בין ארץ ישראל בחוץ לארץ אוי להיפך ועדיין זה פרימגולים that added that word אין פרי חודש אם דייתם בתחשון הלך זו שם כמקוים so the פרימגולים added the word שון קודם שמזמן I'm sticking to the original פרי חודש אם דייתם הלך זו בתקוף הסשון בתקוף הסקשון אבל שמזמן says that he understands the פשט is the בין ארץ ישראל זה חוץ לארץ If he's planning to come back in the time that we need that rain in Eretz Yisrael and to ask for that rain then. So he's asking for the rain. If he's planning to come back after the time that you will ask in Chutz La'aretz, so it's enough that you will ask in Chutz La'aretz. That is Pasha. Okay. The other way we anyway don't understand why if died last, so but he doesn't need the rain now. So he's planning to be there soon, so he doesn't need the rain. So Bemele, that is the Achroe. So again, people that ask me, I'm a Talmud Shem Zaman, I about this when I answer, and I tell everyone to say in Baruch Oleinu and to say the same Talmud. If they're not planning to go back before the 4th of December. I'm Ser Mechan, Somachti Yisidisai B'Shleish Esrateimus. I'm Ser Mechan, the Birkei Yisrat that we go live in the country that you are. I'm Ser Mechan, the Prichodosh that in Chutz Loretz and Eretz Yisroel, Lekula Alme, they have to say. And I'm saying that if you plan to go back after the 4th of December, everyone is masking that you have to say the same Talmud. You're asking where's the Shloshes HaTevus? There's only three. So I'll go weiter. There's another Kula. Zogt Rab Kiva Eger. And this story we had in Bells last year. It's a Bismedosh in Bells called Birkas Yitzchok. It's a Choshve Iluy Shagabe. He gave a clap. Not tonight, yesterday night. V'sein talumoto. People found strange, but you know, after Ashkevedo, there's no one to ask. Everyone is on his own, yeah? Everyone said v'sein talumoto. Finished davening, we had 50 people that said both chesher v'sein talumoto. What to do? I was in the shul. Someone gave a clap. Shmini Atzeres. I'm sorry. Shmini Atzeres. Morir Atol. I was ashamed. This year is my Zeshoya. So the Shaila is what happens in Birkas Yitzchok, was in 2-3 years ago in the Bells. The Gaba gave a clap the night before. Zogt Rab Kiva Eger, Shulchan Aruch. Be'etzem it's a Parichodosh here. What would be if someone in America asked the same Talmud tonight? Look up Kivayin and not Chayza. Because Batsim it's ready is man kshavim. Shtabu has been super about it. Says maybe to make an adobo. So it was Rab Kivayin, the Rebbe. Again with Rab Kivayin. We go with Rab Kivayin. Shub marash, chele gimel simen gimel, kosa. Nimshol motor le'achar ha'chag. אף קודם יום סמוך באחר התקופה, אין מחזיר עם הישראל. So you could say that this Rav Kivayger is only after Zion Cheshvan in America. And Bells was before. Right, but he says Achar Achag, he says Koidim Samach. Why doesn't say Stam? Koidim Zion Cheshvan. So it's a big argument, the Mishnah Berurah and that. Lemaise, in Yabi HaOmer, Rav Yosef, Be'archove, he's machria, and Azei Lemaisin, Ali Cheshleime, is machria, that in the case of Bells, we're not machzir. That's the achor. Why? Because Be'etzim is man kshomim. It's Eretz Shetzricho legeshem. We don't want the people to get showers. Plus, we said that some shittus rishonim hold up as man as they really, we could start early. אבל לגבי בני חוץ לאורץ, if they said בסנט הלמות הרבי ברגי says you don't have to. משנבור has a hell shile about it and קוף י' ז' סיפקות מי' ג' וימשו על מוטו אחר החג אף קוינם 60 יום דתקופה במידס הצריכס למוטו צריך לחזור מספר רק בתוירס נדובו קוף י' ז' סיפקות מי' ג' זו גם שמזר so even if you don't have to it's not so bad. הרי בעצם could be allowed. So you're right, the Mishnah Berurah is besupik. But this is giving us another reason, and this I will explain, why to the Americans that are here, that are planning to go back after the 4th of December, is easy to answer them, say, B'Saint HaLamot and Baruch Aleinu, for four reasons we have already. One reason we said, Pirkei Yosef, so we'll say at least five. Pirkei Yosef, we said even the Hopi Chodesh is an Israelis and American, not Americans in Eretz Yisrael. Shom Zalman, the 4th of December, that means that not everyone is Moide. Even in Chutz La'aretz, after Zion Cheshvan, could be even Eretz Yisrael before, but the Evi don't have to be Chayza. Some Shittus Rishonim hold that Bezman HaZeh they will not attack him Bichlal. And some Shittus Rishonim hold that in Chutz La'aretz it's only Bavel and not Meile. יש על מה לסמך וכך הכריע בשם הזמן if you planning to go back to America before the 4th of December so when you hear you say V'Saint HaLamoto and Shema Kuleinu because maybe the Birkei Yosef is right and maybe the Prichodosh Mechai Gavne also was never Cholek but maybe not. So don't say it in Baruch Aleinu, you will say it in Shema Kaleinu. When you go back to America, you will stop. If someone is planning to go back after the 4th of December and he forgot Baruch Aleinu, Shem Zalman says to Daven again. But if he's here only for visit, and we say in Shema Kaleinu, if he forgot, Misofek is not. A bocher, and I got, I could say myself tonight, 12 cases like that. The bocher is here, he's planning to go back for a week and to come back. So one guy was from my shir, I just told him I don't let him to go. I also let him from different shir. So I heard from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso when he's here to say in Baruch Aleinu. When he's in America to say in Shema Kaleinu. When he comes back here to say back in Baruch Aleinu. Because he's bad and planning to be here for the whole winter. An American that is here for a visit and is going back, when he goes back, he stops. Now, a Ben Eretz Yisroel. A Ben Eretz Yisroel that started to say here, V'sein Talumoto, and then he goes to America. So, Irv Shem Zalman said, if he started to say here, V'sein Talumoto, and then he goes to a trip for a couple of days, he doesn't stop. Only to the American that is here, and he went back for 2 days. If he did not start, like what happened to Rav Shteyman last time that he went with the Gerebet to America, they went at the beginning of Cheshvan, it was Zayin Cheshvan, and they didn't start yet. So they start, but they say it in Shema Kulein. Because Daitom Lachzor. So why they can't say it in Bochalein? Because maybe the book of Yosef is right. The Lomdim had a suffix with Rav Shteyman in his trip. Shteyman went with the Ger Rebbe to America. I don't know if you remember, I don't know if you were born at that time. Like a big trip. Remember? Big trip of Shteyman with the Ger Rebbe in America. And it was a Zayin Cheshvan. So Shem Zaman said they have to say B'Sein Talumoto and Shema Kulein. So the topic was, when they daven Mincha in America, Vov Cheshvan and Eretz Yisrael, when they started to say B'Sein Talumoto. When to start to say B'Sein Talumoto? And I will explain the lomdus. Why they saying B'Sein Talumoto? Because Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, they started already. So it was a big suffix.
Why wouldn't that be like Pesach?
What?
Why wouldn't that be like Pesach?
So first is a suffix. What happens if you have chametz in a different country? If you go to the country that you are, if you were the chametz is. But here again, why are you asking for rain? You want it to pour in Miami or you want it to pour in Israel? And as Israel, we need rain already. Or we'll say no. Lalich Hashleimer, he says, if you want, you could. But say Mefurash, we say Talumot HaBeretz Yisrael. Normally we said, you say Shema Kaleinu, I said, you say Talumot HaBeretz Yisrael. The Machmir, we say Talumot HaBeretz Yisrael. So I said, if you want to start the Milch, then you have to say Beretz Yisrael. Because for sure you don't want to pour in America. But we had a Shaila Fakel. A guy went to Australia. Some of them go to collect in Australia. Now, if you realize Australia, you know what time is in Australia now? Friday morning. I also didn't know what I'm all about. I was invited, someone asked me, gave me a ticket to go to the Chasna in Sydney. So I didn't go. I decided the night of the Chasna, I will call them. So I called. The Chassan wakes up, something very tired. I just woke up to Chassan Kala, 6 o'clock in the morning. So there is already Friday morning. Right? So now the Shaila is, when Zayil Cheshvan is in Australia, here in Eretz Yisrael, it's Vov Cheshvan. He could say B'Sein Talumoto, he has to say B'Sein Talumoto or not. The Israeli that is in Australia. Why they explain this? That's Tama Shaila. I get that Shaila. The Israeli in Australia has to call someone. He doesn't have to call me. He could call, you know, Rove.com. Yeah, there's lots more places. But this is what the Shaila he will ask. Poshut yeah, poshut not. Poshut maybe. What? We don't want it to rain on us this long. The regalim are marching. People say the same time, but Hashem Yad will give a shower, all the people got wet. Other than that, I think that he could say, but the long demon was supik. The long demon was supik about it. Was no klor achor. So we'll start a little bit. Ktsas halochas. From the Saint Talumoto. If someone did not say the Saint Talumoto, he has to daven again. We'll explain in a second when and how. If he's mesupik, if he sent the Saint Talumoto, he has to daven again because we assume that he carried out to say the same bracha. Till 30 days pass, that he has 90 tefillas, kashif and Shabbos. And that is Becheskas that he said. The Eitzah that the Poiskim brings down, it's a Machlekes, if you say 90 times, so then if you have a Suffolk, you don't have to repeat. Some say 101. Shaif Yaklub Shabbos, so not how much. And some have this whole that it has to be Beretzifus. Now, it's not enough to say V'Sein Talumoto, V'Sein Talumoto, V'Sein Talumoto. That doesn't help. You have to say v'skominei svoos to the table of Saint Talmud or Livrocha. V'skominei svoos to the table of Saint Talmud or Livrocha. V'skominei svoos to the table of Saint Talmud or Livrocha. And Shulchan Shleimet says you have to say v'Saint Talmud or Livrocha. V'skominei svoos to the table of Saint Talmud or Livrocha al pnei ha'adam. Only then you get the hergel. Now this hergel is very, very important for Americans. Israelis are not so important that they will do that. The Americans is very important. Why? No shaykh is the art school. Why it's very important for Americans that they're in Eretz Yisrael. As well as if they forget, they'll daven again. They go. They'll have mea brachas on that day. It's nice. Stipe says he went to Chaznish once, he forgot the Yalav Yovi and Shabbos or something. Chaznish said, Givaldik, now you have mea brachas. We'll see later if it's a problem that he didn't say me. He's daven again. But American, what is the problem with American? American forgets, so he's chsemech from Shulzaman to go back. But the maisa here from Shulzaman is wrong, it's mochel v'atolah. So why I told you to rely on Shulzaman to say? I told you why I could rely on Shulzaman. Because like you said, but the Eved, even if you don't have to, it's okay to say. But when you re-daven again, and the tzadet you don't have to daven, it's a mochel v'atolah. So Americans that don't want to go into a problem, the best thing is that they will say 90 times the same Talmud or Livrocha, and like this, the man, we don't have a shayla. Now, the halach is if you forgot the same Talmud and Baruch Aleinu, if you remember the middle of the bracha, before you say the Hashem of Baruch Ato Hashem, you say the same Talmud and you finish the bracha. If you said Hashem, you finish the bracha, it's most poiskim, because you could say it later, you don't say Ramdeni. Now, you finish the bracha. The Shmir Shabbos says to say it there. Shabbos says to say it in Shema Koleinu, but Shmir Shabbos says to say it there. What if you forgot, you said Baruch Aleinu, you didn't say the same Talumoto, and Baruch Aleinu? You forgot to say it in between Baruch Aleinu. So you say it in Shema Aleinu. Before Ki Ato Hashem Shema Tfilah, you say the same Talumoto Livrocha. This is the Lashon of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Same Talumoto Livrocha. Toch HaShulchan says, Al Pnei Ha'adom. What if you forgot in Shema Aleinu? If you remember before Baruch Ato Hashem, you say the same Talumoto Livrocha Ki Ato. If you say Baruch Ato Hashem, you say Lamdeni Chukecho. Say Talumoto Kiyato. Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemea Tfilo, you say the same Talumoto, and then you say Ratzei. If you started Ratzei, what do you do if you started Ratzei? You go back to where? To Baruch Aleinu, not to Shema Aleinu. you forgot in Baruch Aleinu, you say in Shema Kaleinu. You forgot in Shema Kaleinu, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. What if you finish Shmoneh Esrei? You have to Yul HaRotzin, the second Yul HaRotzin. You go back to the beginning of the Tefillah. These are the halachas. So now, we'll shtel the shayla. And the shayla is the following shayla. A person forgot the same Talmud Torah and Baruch Aleinu. Forgot to say the same Talmud Torah. So the halacha is he has to say it in Shema Kaleinu. He went to Shema Kaleinu, forgot in Shema Kaleinu. He got to Moedim, he remembered that he didn't say the same Talmud Torah. He goes back. Went back to Baruch Aleinu, forgot again. Now he's holding an Alat Tzadikim. What to do? Three options. Or to carry on driving till Shema Kaleinu, to say it in Shema Kaleinu. Or to go back to Baruch Aleinu, or to jump to Shema Kaleinu. Now I'll explain. What do you think is the right thing to do? Keep going, drive. Say drive, because that guy is, anyway, not average, he's only driving. Yeah? Drive to Shema Kaleinu. I don't understand. In Shema Kaleinu, he was already. He bumped into Moedim already. What he needs again to daven, Baruch Shach. If he's going to drive to Shema Kaleinu, he can start Shema Kaleinu. Why he needs the Baruch Aleinu to Kabbash Shefa? What he already has it. He has it already. He has them already.
He's
said, yeah, what?
Not the right word.
And now, again, why don't
he? Yeah, he
also missed it. He said, Baruch Aleinu would have the same Talavoto he has already too. What he needs? Kabbash Shefa. He has it, Kabbash Shefa. For what he needs it? If you let me to go back to Shema Kaleinu, I'll go back to Shema Kaleinu. No, back to Shema Kaleinu. Okay, no back to Shema Kaleinu. So I'm going back to Baruch Aleinu. I didn't say. It's time to daven. So one option is jump to Shema Kaleinu. Or they said, oh, you can't go back to Shema Kaleinu. Because you go back again to Baruch Aleinu.
If he remembers in Baruch Aleinu, he was sent to Shema Kaleinu.
What?
If he remembers in Baruch Aleinu, he was sent to Shema Kaleinu.
No, what if he remembers?
When he goes back, he remembers.
So then he needs Baruch Aleinu. Then the second Baruch Aleinu is the right Baruch Aleinu. So then after Baruch Aleinu, he puts it to Kabbash Shefa. But if he doesn't remember, so that already he has. I remember I went to ask him Shem Zaman Erev Achdashayel. And I told Shem Zaman, said, where's the Meshugana that forgot so much? He had to know how to take out of Shem Zaman. I said, Rebbe, he's in the other room, he's in the middle of davening. So then I remember, so Shem Zaman answered what he answered. So I started to argue. He said, the guy's davening, he told me. That was the Shem Zaman. That is the shot. So to be masbir, the Yisoid HaShayle, we be'etzim have to go to the Noisef Teisvis. The Ktzora. The Noisef Teisvis is a Teisvis in Broches. A person forgot Yalev Yovoi in Minche Rosh Chodesh. So what is the halacha? He has to daven again. He only remembered by night. He davens to Ma'ariv Zanat. What? So you have three shittas now. Two shittas in Teisvis and your shittas. What does Shulchan Aruch say? One shitta holds, you daven. Zog Teisvis. Kosam Rabbeinu Yehud. Im Tov Velo Hizki Rosh Chodesh B'Minche. That will happen Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow to everyone, yeah? You know what happens to everyone. Tomorrow, if you don't say the same Talmud Torah, and you remember by Ma'ariv, to daven to Ma'ariv of Shabbos or not. What is the shayla? The reason, we'll start with Rosh Chodesh. Person didn't say we gotta be over in Rosh Chodesh. So he has to daven again. He remembered by night. Now, what will help that by night he will daven another Ma'ariv? Anyway, that same we say, he ain't gotta be over. So the point of Davin Ma'ariv again. Kosov Rabbeinu Yehuda. Im tov lo hiski rosh chodesh b'mincha lo yispalel lo b'layla. The lo mo yispalel lo, hari kvar yispalel kol ha'tfilas mincha b'bayit yoyim. Levam mi rosh chodesh lo hiski. Im ken einu marviach klum im yachzor v'yispalel motzer rosh chodesh.
What is it? It's about the
Lomas? You're really saying the Lomas? I'm saying first what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no point to Davin again. אבל מהרב אלפס למשמע כן, אפילו איכו שאינו מרוויח כלום, מה צריך להספר על פעם אחרת? זוג דסטייפלר, הלונדסס, רבי יהודה, רבי יהודה הולס, when you miss your love yovid, the davening is a good davening. You're just missing your love yovid. Just the problem is that you can't stick a love yovid in the ear. So you need to make another picture. So you daven another shmones, and you hang there the love yovid. So this is the reason the Chazanish told the Stiebler, Baruch Hashem, so you have mehr brochas. First Shmoneser is a beautiful Shmoneser. You're missing Yalav Yavoy. Aber the Shmoneser. Rav Alfal holds, it's Meshanem im Adbeah Shetobu Chachomim. So nish ken tefillah. What we pass in La'aloch? So it's different Shulchan Aruch. But the one that Rabbi Yosef Karo was Mechaber, he passes, it's a Sofek. And Misofek Yasen Edom. The Meile, if it happens, what? It's a Sofek. And Misofik, yes, and the double. The man in Shabbos, he can't do the double, so you don't have it. Tov and Mincha, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Chodesh is 2 days, and then you're done. והוא הדינים להיסקיר יאללה ביום ומיכה של ראש חיידש, לא כדי משלבוע, נמחל ראש חיידש בערב שבס וראש חיידש רק יום מאחות, רק יום מאחות, פיו, ושאו מיכה היה ראש חיידש וזכר השייכו, אין להשם כלל בלשבס, כי אם נמוי כלו, והיום שבאם נדובה, מספר נתפיל את הדובה בשבס. אנחנו אוהבים לחופץ חיים. אז זה מכריע לחופץ חיים, כי פגד יאללה ויובוי, ערב שבס, דנת דוון, two tefillahs of Shabbos. Poshut. The same suffix that Shmuel Rozovsky has in Zichur and Shmuel happens to most people, yeah? Shabbos Yontif. Shabbos Chalamoed Sukkos. So Shabbos Chalamoed Sukkos is not right. Shabbos Yontif Sukkos. Didn't happen this year. You say, what do you do in benching? What do you do? Ratzei and Yalav Yavoy. You bench, you forgot Ratzei, but he said Yalav Yavoy. You bench again, he said Ratzei, you forgot Yalav Yavoy. You bench a third time or not? First time he said Ratzei, no Yalav Yavoy. Second time Yalav Yavoy, not Ratzei. Zahim Shmuel. If the fear of Binu, there's no point in davening. I have everything. I have good benching. But the fear of Alpha is the first one is not a benching, the second is not a benching. Now in benching, you can't do Nedova. ובצד שני, לפי כדי סביר, זה סופק דרי רייס. That is the shot, if it's called Mishani Mat Berna.
Even if you are, you're not using
the rice or anything? Yeah. It's kind of rice during the time.
But
so, the suffix is the it's called the suffix of rice. Yes. That is called the suffix of rice. That is called the suffix of rice. So there's a lot of rice. I don't want to go in now to the Etzim Adovo. The same Shiloh we will have if a person forgets tomorrow the Saint Talumotor and Mincha to daven to Lil Shabbos or not. You don't understand. You're wrong, it doesn't have to say maybe. I know, I have experience. Every time the Zayin Cheshvin is the day before, so you have a list of people, especially, you know, Erev Shabbos, most people come at the Mincha after the clap. They just roll in. a good case, and daven outside in a better case. Yeah? And then, remember, I didn't say we sent a lumot, but there were Mekabel Shabbos already. He wanted to know if the daven two Magribs. Bashkof Rishon, not Stolui, I mean, you can't daven a dove in Misofik. Zot Reb Chaim Briska. It's the first stencil. Today already they found a couple more stencils than it, so it stopped to be the first one. But that was like the first stencil, the old stencil, second one. That to that if Tov Elohisir was sent alumoto b'mincha yispalel ba'ar v'shtayim lekule al. Why? Chaim Briske wanted to say that the sent alumoto lekule al is a part of the matbea. He bought a raya from Sfardim in Boston. You know, Minek Sfardim, and Minek Boston, it's Chabad, I think, also. That in the winter, they say, Baruch Aleinu. In the summer, what they say? The Sfardim, what they say in the summer? Baruch Aleinu. So we see that the Saint Talmud is not engraved in the Nusach of the Baruch. It's not the same davening, you're just stuck in the same talumot. It's an andere broche. So we don't have an andere broche. But we're not a machlegis father of Ashkenazim and the mahus of tefillin. The Mele Reb Chaim wanted to say that lekula alme it's a shini for the matbea and you can daven. La'aloch et etilo le David as a sofek da'al tzvi. Kafachayim, Mesiyan, Kefisher, all of them passing that in Shabbos, Lekula Alme, Yenat, Chayzer, Vesent, Alamotor, as a Askor. And this is the Rav Shumazam, and Rav also holds like that. Not to be Chayzer, Lekula Alme, in Shabbos. Even that in Mishnah Berurah, there's a lot of rise that he was Medame, Vesent, Alamotor. Mishnah Berurah here is Mashra, he's Medame, Vesent, Alamotor. נמשוך את הלמוטו בשבוע, 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 שחש ומלכה, it's משהו, he's מדמי. ומכל מוקם דנס דה פויסק. And the same shayla will happen all the more if someone will forget יאללה ויובוי או שחוידש כיסלב. Then he goes back, but he forgot the same תלמוטו. To dive in the third tefillah or not to dive in the third tefillah. This is בעצם the shayla. What is mashma in the poiskim? And I'm saying lemaisa, back to the shayla. I asked him Shem Zalman Erbach. Shem Zalman Erbach told me legabe the same talumoto to carry on till you get the Shema Kolena and to say the Shema Kolena. My advice was misupik about it. I sent this kasha years ago to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he answered me that. Halacha Shailas, Shmuel Halacha Shailas in Yerushalayim, he doesn't answer, ask Rabbi Yash. My advice, he holds it as a Shail. I don't think everyone gets the answer, you know, go to ask Rabbi Yash. When I went to Rabbi Yash, I went to the Vienna, I said, Chaim sent me, Lamashan. But Mikol Mekoyim, most of the poiskim are machriya that you carry on davening to Shema Kolei. I asked him, Shema Zama, why? You told me the Saint Alamoto was only a Askora. He says, here the first broches go foul. Why? Because if you want to go back to Baruch Aleinu, we can't have a Shmonesa with double broches. So we can either have to race it and to read Adam. So Kilu Chazal raced it to Baruch Aleinu. And now you read davening it. They can't leave it and just say it again. So it's a mondazach. If you miss the whole davening, they didn't have to re-race it. He had to fix it, they re-raced it. Come again, this was the achroi. I'll just finish with one shayla. That Shaila in the poiskim, a person, Shiur Brocha brings this Shaila, a person, this Shabbos, is a halacha, what would be if someone starts to daven Shabbos, and he starts at the choinet, so what do you do? It was the aloha, you started on Shabbos, you started at the choyre, what do you do? You finish the bracha. And then you carry on Shabbos. What if you start already at Shiveinu Avinu? Refainu? The Shiobor has a sacher in this. A guy started Shal Shabbos, weekday. He got till Tkav B'Shoifor. And then he remembers two zachen, that is Shabbos. And he didn't say the same Talumoto. He has to go to Shema Kaleinu or not? Or he can switch to Shabbos. Although a bocher asked me today a shayla, choshev a bocher, I gave him 2 minutes and he chapped himself. But he came to ask me, shayla, his father is arriving tomorrow till Monday. What to do? I said, tell your father when he's here to send Shema Kaleinu. Yeah, bocher came out to his father's arriving Friday, leaving Monday. What his father will do? So what I told him to say. Well, what is that locha? He's arriving Friday. Shema Kaleinu. Because after 2 minutes, but what he will do in Shabbos is Lo Shema Kaleinu. Like all nervous, what to do? I gave him a minute. He chapped. Huh? What? So I call him, but this guy, so this the Shiur boy has a suffix, what to do? Maybe, and he explains, maybe this guy, I mean, we said the bracha that you start, want to explain. What all of you say? What is the Pasha thing to do? What do you tell the guy to do? He's stuck in Tkav B'Shoifor. I will explain to you. The normal is just finish the Tkav B'Shoifor and go to Shabbos. Why it's wrong? I didn't say wrong la'alocha, wrong belongings. Why you finish the bracha? Stop where you are. What?
It's
time. You're chayev in those brachas anyway. Because be'etzem I'm chayev, so be'etzem, I have to finish the bracha that I finished. So if I'm in the middle of bracha leinu, I have to finish bracha leinu, yes. The problem, I didn't say v'sein talumoto. So how you finish bracha leinu? You get the shema kaleinu and you stuff in the v'sein talumoto there. So really, he has to carry on to shema kaleinu. I think it's so kimat, so close, and now we don't understand the other side.
Maybe you could go back.
What?
Maybe you could go back
more. Someone's very good. Skip the Shema Kaleinu now. And someone said, why to say so many brochas? Just let me go back to Bocha. But that's why normally we don't go back to Bocha Leinu, because anyway I'm going to Shema Kaleinu. But here I am, I'm not planning to travel. So let me to go back to Bocha Leinu. So we have 3 to do it. Finished Tkav B'Shoifor. Go back to Shabbos. Or go back to Baruch Aleinu. He offers to go to Shema Kaleinu. I'm not so sure why. The Shaila, what to do to Maisa, I don't know yet. So what happens to someone in Shabbos, that is what happened to him? Try not to.
What's the top 90 times that
you receive from the Lord? This is a big Shaila move. A person dies 90 days and goes there. A ladder doesn't go in there.